Blog Talk Radio.
It's another Mommy Monday. Hi, I'm Kristen Cruz. Thanks so much for being here on Mom Angelus Radio. MomAngelus.com is where you can come to hook up with great moms, get great hookups and deals, some giggles on Monday night, and some really great information for moms I want you to get to know. So thanks for joining me. John Mendes, handwritten, starts off the show. Stitches is the song. So good. I always try to keep you in the know on music, too. You know, I'm your radio girl still. But I also am keeping you in the know on some great events. Seems like every week there's something cool to go to. And I'm not only hooking you up with some VIP discounted tickets, but also a look behind the scenes and some celebrity fun, too, the people who are going to be walking the red carpet. This Saturday in Los Angeles at the Skirball Cultural Center, the red carpet is spelled with the capital C-A-R for carpet because it's the big safety event that you may have heard the buzz about, Allie Landry's event. It is loved and beloved by celeb moms and dads. The list is as long as my arm of who's shown up in the past and who knows who will be there this weekend. It's half the fun. And the amount of brands and wonderful companies that show up just blows my mind every time. I've been sure to be there. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of doing good. So this is going to help you out. If you're a mom or you have a mommy friend, this is the app they need to have, the event they got to know about, and the information is invaluable tonight. Because my guest on the phone with me is co-founder Sarah Samadani. Sarah, thanks for joining me on the phone tonight. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've never had to say Sarah's last name, like, out loud, because we normally talk through social media, or it's just like, hey, Sarah,
yeah.
She's running past me handling celebrities on the red carpet or something, and so sorry about totally mangling your name. I apologize. I swear I haven't been drinking, I promise. This isn't one of those Mommy Mondays, although I normally like to kick back with a glass of sangria. That is my thing. We are so busy. We just flew back from North Carolina on a quick family trip, and things are a little crazy. How have you been with the whole back-to-school schedule and traffic crazy in Los Angeles and everything? Because your kids are little.
Yeah, they're little. I don't have the school stuff yet, but I've definitely been a witness of it. I mean, I love all, like, the back-to-school pictures and stuff that I've seen online, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute. But then you never hear, like, the stress and that whole long list of supplies and all that stuff that every child has to get.
I know. Well, it's just around the corner, so enjoy it. Enjoy it before it happens. But pick up all the tips and tricks, because I swear every day I'm like, oh, darn, why didn't I know that? I mean, if a mom gives me, like, some inside tip that is the silliest, littlest thing, I'm like, oh, shoot, I should have done that, or, you know, so... So it's a good time to, like, sit back and collect notes. But right now, what you're really busy with is this huge event happening this weekend. And it's an annual event that is also a year in the making. So we're going to take you behind the scenes of how it is all put together and more about Allie Landry's app, too, Favored By, which the links for all of this stuff, if you miss anything in our quick chat, is on my blog post on MomAngelus.com about the show that we do here weekly, so you can catch up with us. And there's also a great discount code for tickets so I can see you on Saturday. But first of all, what is this event Saturday all about? Well, it's all about safety, from car safety and beyond. And how it started was Allie Landry, yes, the gorgeous, beautiful woman that you're thinking of in your head, is a mommy. And let's see, her daughter, Estella, was about the age of another girl that she had heard a really tragic story about, and it really hit home for us. Can you tell me about that story?
Yeah, essentially what happened was, you know, Estella was preschool age, and Allie had, you know, was when we had first started all of our concepts for the business, and she had run across this story of this mom that had lost her child to a car seat accident, and the child was Estella's age, and it affected Allie so deeply, so she kind of investigated a little bit further, and in her investigation, you know, she had found out that the child had been placed into a booster seat too soon for his height and weight, and the booster seat had actually ejected from the car because it wasn't installed properly. So there were two things going on: was the car seat wasn't installed properly, and it wasn't even used properly because he was in the wrong seat. So she took it upon herself, and she was like, okay, well, this could have very well been me. And she went, and she sought out Safe Kids. She got certified. So she's a certified child passenger safety technician. And so then she decided, you know, found out that 75 to 80% of car seats aren't installed properly. And so she took it upon herself. She's like, okay, well, wow, let me conduct my own experiment. And that's what she did. So she went to Estella's preschool, and she checked 45 seats from Estella's preschool class. Out of all the 45 seats she checked, two were installed properly, and the two were from the same car. So her like little experiment on Estella's preschool class just really showed what the national average was. And it was just, so she's like, okay, there's got to be a better way. And then she thought, well, what better way to educate parents and children with through fun and education for an event? And what better way to do it is through celebrity outreach and to kind of help the cause and help to also benefit Safe Kids. So that's kind of where we established the event and expanded from there. And we include safety, other areas of safety for mom and baby. We have, you know, home safety, baby wearing, activity on the go. I think I already said home and body care. This year we have a really big focus on body care this year, which is really fun.
I love that. You know, it's great because you know Allie seems like somebody you'd want to have as a girlfriend anyhow, but she's the girlfriend everybody wants if she's the certified safety technician. But the great thing is what she's doing with this is encouraging you to be one too. Basically, you can know how to put your seats in right. I just came home from this flight with my car seats that got lost in San Francisco when I was landing in LAX, and we had to get two kids home. And that's all about the car seats. I mean, it's
my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Right? And it's midnight, and they're exhausted, and we flew coast to coast, and we had no car seats. These things happen all the time. And what happens 2 days later when they finally send the car seats to my house? Well, my husband, who's a firefighter, you know, he's at work. So guess who needs to install those car seats, or I'm trapped at home because
Mommy.
The kids can't go anywhere without it.
Yeah.
Right. So these things happen, and why shouldn't we now? I mean, it's easier just to say, honey, will you put those in, or, you know, ask a neighbor or whomever, but you don't realize, maybe you don't realize how important it is, or B, how many people are getting it wrong, or C, how these things can come up, because it just happened to me today, and you would never even think about it. So this is a big deal. With that being said, what resources are there for us moms who want to know more about how to make our car seats the right ones, or we want to know more about is our kid in the right size car seat for her age or weight? What do we do? Where do we go?
Well, one of the things that I like to recommend for moms, like there's actually a couple things. One, go to our event on Saturday.
Good one.
It's really great. What's really nice at the event, we actually have a car seat concierge where every child's height and weight are measured, and then they get this really nice printout from Safe Kids that shows what the recommendation is for their age and height and weight for which car seat they should be in and if they should be rear facing or forward facing. So that's kind of a nice resource to have. But like, you know, like if you're not in Los Angeles and you need resources, one of the best things is I would check out the Safe Kids Coalition, the nearest one, because they do continual car seat checks, and I'm sure you can go and find someone there that can help. I'm finding out that a lot of car seat manufacturers, they're kind of going out there and in the retailers that they sell their car seats, they're starting to do free car seat checks when you actually purchase a car seat at the retailing location, which is really, really nice to see the technicians out there that are starting to do that will actually work for the companies. Another reason that I would take into consideration is the manual. I mean, one thing is like, you know, it's really tough. People don't read directions. I mean, I'm guilty of that for sure. But the car seat manual is kind of one thing that you really, really want to take a look at and read cover to cover. Like that is one thing that'll tell you as far as like height and weight for that. And you kind of always want to be on the higher end. So for instance, like, you know, minus the infant car seat. But once you get into like a convertible seat, you kind of want to keep your kid, for instance, rear facing. You want to keep your child rear facing until they hit the max height or weight for the seat that you have purchased. And what's nice about that is it'll say that in the manual, because a lot of moms are always questioning, like, when should I turn my child around? Well, you know, keep them there rear facing as long as you can. There's a lot of resources online and even at on Safe Kids that'll show you the benefits of, you know, extended rear facing. And if you're a mom like me who really likes extended rear facing, you find a seat that has a steel frame that allows for extended rear facing. So like Giono, which is our main sponsor for the event, they have steel forked frame seats to have extended rear facing. And then also, you know, other brands like Kleck and quite a few others are starting to put steel frames in there to enable that, you know. So I always say to look at the higher end of the child's height and weight and keep your child in there as long as you can until you hit one of those, you know, and then either flip them around or, you know, find the next seat up.
Right. And you know what? All of these statistics go by so fast. You hear about, like, height, weight, where to look, or what website maybe to click on. Listen, if you go this weekend, it's right here in LA and you are nearby, then it's from 1 to 4 at the Skirball Cultural Center. Just click on the link that we've got right here in the blog description. Each family ticket's only $15. The gift bag is worth, like, 800 times that. It's ridiculous. The gift bag is so good swag. And of course, you know, it's because also, you know, the brands show up because they're this is important to them as well. This is a great way for them to talk to you, a mom and a brand connecting. That's such a cool thing to be able to talk right to them if you're there. And also, the celebrities that walk that red carpet are like everybody from Samantha Harris to Casey Cobb to John Cryer, who we love, the gorgeous Allie Landry, of course. So, I mean, they want to be there for those, you know, celebs too. And the celebs care, Tori Spelling. They care about this cause. So they show up to show their support. So it is super fun, but you're also getting one-on-one time with these experts. And let me tell you, you know, when you walk in, you can literally put your kid on a weight, like a scale, and get, like Sarah was saying, a printout that tells you from an expert exactly what kind of car seat he or she should be in, right there in your hands. You leave with that piece of paper. So you are going to leave more educated and safer than you showed up. And I don't know how many parties you can go to where that's the end result, plus a bunch of celebrities. So it's cool. It's 50% off a ticket with our code MOMS50. So that's ridiculous, like $8 for you and your whole family. So that's a deal you can't pass up. Click on the link for that. And Sarah, you know, Sarah does it all. She's a major mommy juggler, co-founder, VP of social media for Favored By, which is, by the way, the company that she and Allie formed together. Now, I got to say, this is an app that every mom needs. And before we go, because I know we're just talking about this awesome event we're going to do on Saturday and everybody's going to be there, but this app is so great. I think it's one of the must-have apps for moms. It's favored.by.by. And it really, well, this is your brainchild. You should explain it, but I will tell you, every mom needs it. So tell them about the app that they need to download that costs them no money.
Well, I mean, the app was kind of started selfishly. You know, us as moms, we go through, especially when you're a first-time mom, you kind of go, you get inundated with information, and you're like, ooh, okay, what do I put on my registry? What kind of products do I need? You know, and
everybody
and
does. We all
different.
Do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, with anything even, and not even just mom products, but with everything like your car and your camera or anything.
Yeah.
And one of the things is like with moms, it's kind of like you kind of get hit with the whole shebang all at once. You have, you know, you go through like, you know, car seats and strollers and home safety cares and the body lotions and every little bit and piece, like what to get for the nursery. And you know, you have everybody, you know, going back and forth. You go on Amazon. I went on Amazon. I would read the reviews. But one of the things that still kind of, you know, gets you is that you're like, well, what do these people have in common with me? What, how can I trust their reviews? Like, where do they live? Like, I don't know anything about this person. And, you know, the 5-star rating, while it's great, sometimes, you know, moms have a different viewpoint. You know, something to me that could be rated as a 3-star could be very well a 5-star or a 4-star for another mom and vice versa. And so that's kind of where you kind of look at it. So we developed Favored By, where we have all the mom and baby categories, and you pick your ultimate favorite product in every single mom baby category. So you can only have one favorite, and it's to kind of mimic that conversation. Like pretend you're a first time mom, and you go in there and you're like, okay, car seat, what car seat do I get? And then you look on Amazon, and then you look on the review site, and then you look on the brand site, and you're like, what do I get? And then ultimately what happens? You turn to your friend, or you turn to your mom friend, and you're
right. What
mom
do you have?
And go, what's your favorite car seat? Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the conversation you want to have. And so we want that conversation on favorite buy. And what's great is that you can filter the results based on moms like that are around you. So moms that live in the same community, because sometimes products like strollers, for instance, like some strollers work better by the beach. Some work better, but in the hills,
right.
Some work better in different weather types. And so it's nice because you can kind of filter it by location. And then you can also filter it by people who are like-minded. So when you sign up for the app, you have this like profile that you fill out. We ask you a bunch of questions and we get to know you. And then you can kind of pair you with other moms that are like-minded like you that would kind of like the same kind of things that you do, and you could see what their favorites are. And you get to
how
see
genius.
Why. You get this whole long list in all the products, and you see, like, this mom likes this product. This is their favorite because of this and because of that. And it's literally a quick read that you go through, and then you can purchase directly from the app. You just say, okay, I'm convinced, I want to buy it, and you go straight through the app and you buy it from there. So we just kind of have it all in one place for everybody. I mean, it's nice. Everything in one place. Like, who has ever heard of something like that before?
Well, and didn't that idea, I mean, when you guys were coming up with it, and I can imagine, like, the brainstorming you were having and how excited you got about it, like, didn't you think, like, this is too many layers, too many, like, things, working parts to this app, but we need them all because it needs to work? I mean, didn't it seem like a daunting undertaking? Because apps, we don't know anything about apps, how much they cost, how much it does to who builds them. Like, wasn't that kind of a scary undertaking?
Yeah, I think so, because you ultimately are kind of disrupting the review process, right? You're trying to create something that's a little bit different, that you're trying to solve a problem, but that's kind of a little bit different than anyone's ever seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people want to do, I mean, there's a couple apps out there for some general stuff where, you know, you have all these different favorites and you're like, I love this, I love this, I love this, I love this. But while it's nice, it's like, well, which one do you like better? I'm still very confused. And we just kind of want to cut to the chase. It is. It's very nerve-wracking, and thinking about all the different aspects of what goes into the app and kind of like being a user, like, well, am I going to use this? Well, what do I want? What else would I want out of this? And we were very fortunate enough is that all of us were going through and becoming moms and pregnant, and I just had my second, you know, so that's kind of, it was actually kind of serendipitous at the same time. But yeah, it worked out really well, and we have a great team. And again, like Allie, like, I love working with her. I don't think I could have done it without Allie on our team, for sure.
That's so cool. You know what? Congratulations on taking it on, because I know, like, the best thing in the world is when mompreneurs, or, you know, moms that have an idea and want to be a mompreneur, say to me, like, oh my gosh, I was so inspired by blah, 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 or I heard your interview with the girl who started this company, and that made me so excited, like, I can do this. And I love talking to women who have just hopped in the driver's seat and been like, I don't know anything about this part of the industry, but I'm going to make my dream happen. We're going to make this, you know, come true. And congratulations. You and Allie have done such an amazing job. I love the app.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. All right, so go and get it. Get the app. It is going to blow your mind. It is like Yelp for moms, basically. It just cuts through
exactly.
the chase. And I seriously think that, you know, like, the same way you were with Yelp when it started, you're like, oh, maybe a little this or maybe that. Oh, that's kind of an interesting concept, and you know you need it, but you don't know how much. And now you totally rely on it. That's what this can be for you, too. And, like, I think every mom will be like, oh, no, this is a must-have, and agree with me about it, because it's totally Yelp for moms. So, Sarah, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to see you Saturday along with all the awesome celeb supporters and Allie and the great brands that are going to be there. Thanks again so much for offering the discount, 50% off, and for coming on tonight and hanging out and telling us what it's like behind the scenes of the Red Carpet Safety event. We really appreciate it, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, I'll see you this weekend. Bye-bye. And for everybody else, listen, you are going to have a great week this week. I can feel it. I just know it. And you know what makes it really a lot easier is when you have some awesome party to go to this weekend to look forward to, right? So it just helps you get through the week. See, we just hooked it up for you. And with 50% off, use the code MOMS50, okay? Get your $250 gift bag for your, like, $8 ticket, seriously, and you're going to come out of there well-educated about safety for your kids. What could be better? And maybe even a picture with you and Ian Ziering. Could happen. He's been there before. So thanks for coming for another Mommy Monday on Mom Angeles Radio, MomAngeles.com. We've got links for everything we talked about in our blog post description. I'll see you next Monday for another Mommy Monday show. Until then, let's go rock this week.